Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting you today. A pleasant surprise, however. It's always nice to see you. Although, I will admit, you've caught me at a bit of a disadvantage. I was just about to head out to lunch. Although, you know, if you would like, maybe we can help each other. Only if you would like, of course. I won't do anything that you wouldn't want me to do, but once again, I am an empath, and I think you might enjoy whatever ideas I might have. I've been inside your head, of course, and I do know about those occasional fantasies that you have about a massive predatory naga pinning you somewhere, perhaps backing you into a corner. His enormous looping coils filling the space around you, slithering over one another, urgently, needfully wanting to wrap around you, to hold you still for him to devour at his whim. Of course, I'm a little nice for that, but there's no reason we can't play that out, perhaps, and you can keep me company until I find something more permanent to devour, Ah, I thought you'd like the idea. So then, little morsel, if you don't mind me getting into character, whatever will you do here with me? An enormous naga, ready and quite eager to devour you. Thick brown lengths of scale crowding in close, ready to wrap you up until you can hardly be seen to eat at my leisure. Ooh, I see you're getting into character too. Looking for a way out? Well, I'm sorry, there isn't one. Filling my space can be quite an advantage in situations like this. Ooh, got your ankle there. Why don't we pick you up off the floor? There we are, an adorable little treat to dangle from the end of my tail. Ooh, yes, yes. Why don't you do me a favor and put your other foot close by? There's a darling. I see that you've gotten quite used to the fact that resistance is quite futile in this case. I'm much, much stronger than you. And there's much, much more of me in this room. So now, I'm going to calm you down a little. Why don't you make a bit of eye contact, morsel? Yes. Aren't my eyes pretty? You'll need to look at both of them, please. Good. Good. Swirling, shifting colors. Feel them flooding your mind, pooling, pressing at your senses, making you think that everything is just fine as I work my magic. That's right, you're mine. And you're going to stay mine for some time. When you wandered into this room, things were already decided. I'm glad that we're on the same page. Now, since you're all docile, let's wrap this up, shall we? Slowly turning you now, again and again, layering my coils over your body, thicker and thicker, my thinnest coils at your feet, my thickest ones. Heading slowly towards your blissfully nodding neck. Yes, up over your knees, your thighs, your waist, your tummy for me to squeeze. Oh, how delightful. How delightful. Yes, let's go up over those shoulders and encompass the whole of your head in a single enormous oil. Oh, I've got a grip on you now, morsel. And I think I want to touch you more closely, more intimately, more internally. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Of course, right now, you'd agree with anything I said, because I am the enormously powerful Naga, and you are the tiny, defenseless human, all wrapped up and hypnotized in my coils, as it should be, as it is. So now, you've probably heard my stomach this whole time. Let's introduce you more closely, shall we? Yes. I'm going to enjoy the taste of you, the feel of you squirming against my insides, as that ever-rippling flesh pulls you down, down, down. Let's begin your descent, shall we? I think I'm going to enjoy my lunch. Sorry if I got a bit into things there. I saw your enjoyment, and it was hard not to feed on that a little as well, the rest of you. Still, I hope I didn't go too far out of your comfort zone. I'll just let you keep me company while I slither off and find something else to eat. Enjoy being a passenger for a little while. I'll certainly enjoy being your Naga Cabby, perhaps?